How wonderful to recognize the provisions of God. And those of us gathered here have the health to enjoy these moments together. And we've risen to an earth that's full of God's glory. I was up just before sunup this morning to notice the beautiful orange tinge around the eastern horizon and realize that the clouds have gone and the sun is out and we've got a beautiful, cool fall morning to enjoy together. We also gather at a place in a setting where it's comfortable for us to think about God and to draw near to Him and to think about His Word. What rich blessings we have. In the last couple of days, I've been blessed to be in a place of meeting potential customers and a lot of past customers and other friends that stopped by the booth at the State Fair. And I just told my wife this morning how satisfying it was to have some acquaintances of the community, one an employee of Mennonite Friendship Communities, call out my name as I went to get some literature. And I turned back and had a nice interchange with her and her husband and a college-age daughter. And to realize that we our paths crossed and we had a richness that was developing over the fact that my brother is at the home and we've become, we're clients and yet we've become friends. And then an hour or several later, one of the bank tellers stops by with her husband and two young daughters. And the interchange of friendship and, you know, in a little different setting was enriching to me. They might also have some business interests as well, but it was interesting. And then to have some people come, of course, some come first time, hardly we need introduction, and then some can come and they seem to them, they seem like old friends, and to me, feels more like another nameless face, but to have them say how that they've come and how that they've been past customers and all does make me feel rich to have some of these connections across the state. And somehow this morning, having thought about some of the about these blessings of the Lord and also our role in society, it makes me think of Jesus' words in Matthew 5. And so I will use these two verses for my text. You may read, you may listen, or you may read, but Matthew 5, 13. You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? It is then good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. In these two verses, Jesus says that we are to be salt and light. And he says we are salt and light. And so you and I who have come to the knowledge of the Savior, you and I who have learned to read His Word and to apply it, we increasingly are salty and we increasingly share the light of Jesus and the faith and the values of the kingdom. There's an inspiring story that's told of a keeper of a spring. This keeper lived up in a quiet forest high above the Austrian village on the eastern slope of the Alps. This old gentleman had been hired some generations or years ago by a young town council to clear away the debris from the origins of the spring waters that fed this village. He was to clean up those pools, and he was to help keep the leaves and the branches out of the crevices that fed the town's drinking water. With faithful and silent regularity, he patrolled the hills and did exactly that, wiping away the silt that would normally come down from the mountain and choke and contaminate the fresh flow of water. By and by, as a result of all of this, the spring that was flowing, the village became a popular attraction for vacationers. And graceful swans floated along the crystal clear spring. The mill wheels of various businesses located along this flowing water carried on the commerce of the town. They turned day and night, in fact, and farmlands were irrigated naturally, and so the view around this village was magnificent and picturesque. After the passing of time, one evening the town council met for its semi-annual meeting, and as they reviewed the budget, one man's eye caught the salary figure being paid to this obscure keeper of the spring. So said this keeper of the purse, "Who is this old man? Why do we keep him on year after year? No one ever sees him. For all we know, the strange ranger of the hills is doing us no good. He isn't necessary any longer." And so, by unanimous vote, the council dispensed with the old man's services. For several months and weeks, nothing happened, but by early autumn, the trees began to shed their leaves and small branches snapped off and fell into the pools, and so they hindered the flow of the sparkling water. One afternoon, someone noticed a slight yellowish-brown tint in the spring. Within another week, a slimy film covered sections of the water along the banks, and a foul odor was soon detected. The mill wheels moved slower, and some finally ground to a halt. Swans left, as did the tourists. Clammy fingers of disease and sickness reached deeply into the village. Quickly, the embarrassed council called a special meeting. Realizing their gross error in judgment, they hired back the old keeper of the spring. And within a few weeks, the veritable river of life began to clear up. The wheels started to turn, and new life returned to the hamlet in the Alps once again. Now, this story is more than just a fanciful tale. This is a story that has application to how we live today, a vivid, relevant analogy. What the keeper of the springs meant to the village, Christians mean to the world. Christian servants have a preserving, taste-giving bite of salt, we'd say, mixed in with the illuminating, hope-giving ray of light. And, you know, maybe we could almost say it's these hidden services that are provided are needless. But, you know, if you and I would have come this morning and no one had come ahead, turn on the lights, to start the fans, to set up for service, we would notice it, wouldn't we? It wouldn't take long for us to become thankful again. And of course, that's just the practical side. What about the words that we can give? How about the testimony of what God has meant to us? How about the written encouragements we can give? I just recently read the story of a seamstress who posted signs on her walls. One read, "We can mend your clothes, but only God can mend your hearts." Another sign asked, "Need prayer? Let someone pray with you." You know, this inspires me to realize that what we say can be an encouragement to others to come to He who is the light of the world. He who also calls us to be the light of the world. And we can show other people unexpected love. We can give to them encouragement, show them patience and kindness and all of these things. And by this, what we do and what we say, we can be salt and light in this world. And as I think about these things that we are and that we can do, it makes me think yet, in closing, of what the Revelation says in the 21st chapter, 22nd chapter, last chapter of the Bible. And God showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal. So we've talked of the images of salt and light, and now water, even as this water was pure in the Alps. This water of life proceeding from the throne of God and of the Lamb. And then it talks about some more of the beauties of this heavenly scene. And skipping down to verse 17, and the Spirit and the bride say, come, and let who hears say, come, and let him that is who thirsts come. Whoever desires, let him take the water of life freely. It is possible for us to live our lives and to be so horizontally focused that we don't come back to the source of all of this, and let us kneel in reverence to Him. Our wise and loving Heavenly Father, we come with hearts full of gratitude for the bountiful blessings you've given, and thank you for the Word of God and salvation full and free, and thank you for the invitation to come and drink of the water of life freely. Thank you for the life of Jesus and His words of inspiration, that we can make a difference in our time and that we can cause others to thirst after you. We worship you, and we pray that you would enable us today to understand your word and to live lives of service and encouragement. In Jesus' name, amen.